Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Food School Smarter, Stronger, Leaner podcast on a mission to inspire a world where food makes us better. Guys, if you hear some noises today, again, bear with me. I'm in a new place in this new apartment and there is some work going on. Hopefully, you'll still be able to hear and understand everything that I'm about to share with you. Guys, today we are talking about this very useful, practical, important tool that I use myself. I practice it with all my clients, and I highly recommend you to use it too for three main purposes. If you are trying to eat the most amount of essential nutrients, like essential fats, proteins, different carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals, this rule will help you to do that without having to, you know, track all the food in some app or write it all down or do a ton of research on Google. This tool will also help you to manage the amount of calories you eat, the amounts of different foods that you consume on a daily basis to maybe help you to lose weight or maintain your ideal weight and your ideal body composition. And speaking about body composition, it is important for different body compositions to stick with certain amounts of macronutrients, meaning proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. That being said, different amounts of macronutrients or proteins, fats, and carbohydrates might affect you personally in a different way, but plate rule will help you to measure them and to adjust them, to try different things out and see how it affects you and to maintain what you find works for you. So I'm talking about plate rule that will be a topic in our Food and Lifestyle School starting very soon. It's online. You can join from anywhere in the world. And it's a school, meaning you're going to learn from me, from other people, and with other people. We're going to practice. We're going to troubleshoot all with a purpose. Well, the purpose is in the name of the course that will be taken for several weeks. It's Smart Weight Loss, Feed, and Healthy Body for Life. So plate rule is a part of the course. So what is a plate rule? It's a concept of organizing or designing your plate, your meal, every time you eat to maintain a certain amount of calories or energy, certain macronutrient ratio, meaning the amount of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates in your diet, to get the maximum amount of essential vitamins and minerals. All of that, plate rule can help with all of that, guys, without, again, having to track everything in some app or Google everything and, you know, measuring all of your food intake with food scales or cups and spoons, etc. So plate rule is a very useful tool, and I'm using it myself all the time, and it's especially convenient when you travel or when you are out of your convenient environment very often, or when a lot of things are changing and you don't have time to, you know, use the apps and track everything. Plate rule, when you master it, and we'll be mastering it in my new upcoming school, so please join. So when you master it, you'll be able to easily adjust and measure your macronutrients, your calories, essential vitamins and minerals, getting the most of them to help you to reach your health, fitness, weight loss goal, and to maintain that goal once it's reached among all the chaos of pandemic or moving to places or changing jobs. So that's the plate that helps me to, you know, stay healthy and fit when I'm changing countries, when I'm changing cities, when, you know, there is a pandemic or and we all have to stay more inside. So plate rule is a very powerful tool, guys. So how do you use it? Well, imagine you have a plate, like a regular round plate that every meal you fill with some foods. So half of that plate, today, right now, I'm talking about maximizing essential for human being, essential and optimal amounts of different nutrients. So divide your plate in your mind, and when you eat, in halves. And so half of that plate, or even more than that, it's always better to get more when it comes to your vegetables. So half of that plate, non-starchy, green and colorful, cooked and fresh vegetables, non-starchy vegetables specifically. And then non-starchy vegetables are vegetables that are not potatoes, that are not sweet potatoes, no cooked carrots and beets. And there are some other starchy foods like chestnuts, for example. When they cook, they're a starchy food. But that's the idea. Basically, non-potato vegetables are your non-starchy vegetables. Something that resembles potato by structure or like texture, that's the better word. Something that resembles potatoes, you know, sweet potatoes, yams, that's probably going to be a starch. Starch is something like beans and pulses, or your grains, maybe your rice, your buckwheat, your quinoa, also starches. But anyhow, half or more of your plate, when it comes to non-starchy vegetables, don't hesitate to go for a second and thirds. So half of your plate is occupied by non-starchy, green and colorful, cooked and raw vegetables. Non-starchy vegetables per bite have the most amount of vitamins and minerals with the least amount of calories. And also there is most often a lot of fiber, guys. So non-starchy vegetables, for that reason, seconds and thirds are welcome, and there is no weight or health issue ever with those vegetables, unless you have, you know, maybe some gut issue that is not compatible with certain vegetable, but that's very unique and very personalized. So half of your plate, or half of your food, or half of your meal, I'd better say, should always be vegetables. And it's best to start with vegetables, your meal. So it promotes maximum satiety, minimizing the calories, maximum satiety and maximum essential vitamins and minerals, and usually fiber. So half of your plate or more non-starchy vegetables, like your spinach or Swiss chard or kale, or Brussels sprouts or broccoli or mushrooms or tomatoes, also in that group, or bell peppers, your salad greens, all of that goes to that category. Then a quarter of your plate, about 150 to 200 grams or 3-4 eggs, should be occupied by protein-rich foods like seafood, like shellfish, like meat, like chicken, like organ meats. Some dairy products would be in that group too. Something more of like cottage cheese or something with more protein. Other products are not that high in protein. When it comes to yogurt, it's like 6 grams of protein per tub of yogurt. That is not enough. So protein dense foods, it's best to get something like, again, chicken or chicken liver or salmon or tuna or beef or pork or chicken. Per 150 to 200 grams, usually about 150, they would have about 20, 30 grams of protein. And if you have three meals like that, then it's close to getting you all the protein you need, unless of course you're a professional athlete or a bodybuilder or someone who requires more. So that, again, a more unique personalized thing. But for most people, getting 150 to 200 grams of protein-rich foods, not necessarily lean, you know, there is some fat like in salmon or in eggs or in almost any animal food really, or yeah, so there is some fat. So half, a quarter of your plate should be occupied by that protein-rich foods. Again, somewhere 150 to 200 grams. That's where we're getting our essential proteins and also essential fats. And then if you decide to eat some starchy foods like your beans, your pulses, your grains, your whole grains, or your potato, your sweet potato, that should be like a measuring cup or a handful of cooked food of that nature. So put it in your hand, or somehow imagine that you put it in your hand, and that should be a handful. And the rest just occupy more with non-starchy vegetables and protein-rich foods. So that's the basic core concept of a plate to maximize nutrition, essential nutrition, and to minimize unnecessary calories. And that will give you, with the starchy food, approximately a balanced plate. You'll get your proteins and fats and some carbohydrates, and at the end of the day, it will give you a pretty nice breakdown. When you are eating a balanced diet when it comes to macro and micronutrients. Now, if you are trying to lower your carbohydrates or be on a keto diet, let's first start with lowering your carbohydrates. Now, if you are trying to be on more or less low carbohydrate diet, you would probably want to skip starchy foods like potatoes, like sweet potatoes, like beans and pulses, like grains. And instead of those foods, you eat more non-starchy vegetables and protein-rich foods. You can also add a little bit more fatty foods. I recommend to always go with whole foods, maybe like half a quarter of avocado per meal, or maybe a handful of nuts, or maybe a handful of olives, or again, maybe more non-starchy vegetables, or a little bit more protein and fat, like maybe one more egg. So if you are trying to lower carbohydrates, remove or from every meal or from most meals, maybe you're just going to put it in one of your meals, starchy foods, right? So you might go maybe with starchy foods for breakfast or lunch, and maybe for other meals, you don't eat any starch. So if you are trying to lower your carbohydrates, pay attention to those starchy foods, those potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, beans and pulses, and whole grains. All of those foods, they have starch, and that is a kind of carbohydrate, and those foods usually are higher in carbohydrates. So if you are trying to lower your carbohydrates, then remove as much as possible that food group and eat more of other food groups instead. Now, if you're trying to be on a keto diet specifically, then for sure, remove from all of your meals starchy foods, eat more non-starchy vegetables, eat more protein, and also add some fat to that. So maybe instead of leaner protein sources like, pork or chicken or tuna, maybe eat some fattier protein like eggs that have quite a lot of fat also, or salmon, or just fattier cuts of different meats. You can also add a little bit more of fat than fat rich foods like avocados or dark chocolate without sugar, or some olives or some nuts and seeds, or maybe a tablespoon of olive oil or coconut oil to your cooking. And then also make sure, if you're trying to be on a keto diet, that you aren't eating again starchy foods, but also things like fruit or things like berries, or sometimes even too many sweeter non-starchy vegetables like bell peppers or tomatoes. Remember again, for a keto diet to work, probably you don't want to be eating cooked carrots and beets that, when cooked, are a form of starch. So if you're trying to lower your carbohydrates, but not necessarily being on a keto diet, then you do limit your starchy foods and fruit. But you don't necessarily want to add more fat on top of, you know, fat that naturally occurs in protein-rich foods. You might be okay with one meal containing starchy foods, one or two, depending also on your activity levels. And then if you go keto, you probably want to remove all the starch most of the time, all the fruit, like most of the berries too, most of the time. And then you probably don't want to eat like too many vegetables with some carbohydrates like Brussels sprouts. You might want to add a little bit more fat in the form of fattier whole foods like maybe eggs or fattier cuts of meat or salmon, or fat-rich foods that do not have a lot of protein, like avocados or olives or dark chocolate or nuts and seeds, especially things like macadamia nuts or Brazil nuts that essentially have almost no carbohydrates, just fiber and fats and a little bit of protein. So that's the way how you use a plate rule to manage your macronutrients. And then, guys, practice it for a couple of weeks consistently and then measure the results, whether it's looking at yourself in the mirror or checking your weight or maybe using some technology to measure your body fat. Maybe something is available where you are, the gym or some medical facility. So measure the results and then adjust your macronutrients. And then do it for a couple of weeks and then measure the results again. And then by experimenting, you'll find a certain macronutrient ratio or the ratio of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates that work for you better than, you know, other ways to eat. And that's how you use plate rule to measure your macronutrients. So non-starchy vegetables is pretty much a constant for different kinds of low-carb or keto diets. You might adjust the amount of starchy foods and fruit and the amount of fat in your diet. The next one, calories, guys, or the amount of energy you eat every meal. You can use plate rule to manage those two. Now, remember that the most nutrient dense when it comes to vitamins and minerals and the less energy dense foods are your vegetables, non-starchy vegetables. So if you're trying to reduce calories, then it's probably a good idea to eat a lot of non-starchy vegetables and less of things like starch or added fats or super high fat foods. If you are watching your calories and trying to minimize them, then you want to load up on your non-starchy vegetables. Again, those non-potato kind of vegetables, right? And instead, you want to load up on non-starchy vegetables. And then you want to make sure to eat a good amount of protein. And you might not want to always eat protein sources that are super rich in fat, because fat adds quite a lot of calories, and we do need some essential fats, but it doesn't mean that now you gotta make everything fattier or go for the fattiest foods, like maybe a lot of avocados, a lot of nuts and seeds, a lot of olives, or a lot of whole eggs, or a lot of cheese. So you might go for fish or animal cuts that are kind of in the middle, not too fatty, but not fat-free. So maybe dark meat of poultry or turkeys with some fat, but not, you know, the fattiest parts, like not pure fat. Or when it comes to beef and pork, maybe go for not lean cuts, but not the cuts with the most amount of fat either. When it comes to whole eggs, maybe eat like two whole eggs and two egg whites. Or when it comes to nuts, seeds, and avocados, maybe remove the added oils to watch calories and just add some whole food sources. As we talked yesterday, whole food sources of fats always work better for weight loss and weight maintenance and satiety. So if you, again, are watching calories and you want to use plate rule to help you to manage those, make sure that most of your plate will not... I guess most of your plate is occupied by non-starchy vegetables that minimize calories per bite but maximize the amount of essential vitamins and minerals per bite of food. And then you want to stick with protein-rich food sources like your shellfish or fish or meat or chicken and poultry, but not necessarily choosing the fattiest cuts. And also maybe for now, for a while you are watching your calories, not adding too many fats in addition to the fats that you already will have in your whole foods protein-rich foods. So maybe skip for now oils and butters, and maybe limit a little bit your avocados and olives and nuts and seeds. So that's a great strategy to manage your calories with a simple, with the simple tool, plate rule. You just make sure that most of your meal is non-starchy vegetables. And then also, guys, think about the starchy foods, because they usually also, besides the carbohydrates, pack up quite some calories. Just measure them, track them. Don't eat more than a handful per meal. And if you're trying to watch your calories further, then probably remove your starchy foods like your pulses and beans and your whole grains and potatoes. Maybe remove those from some of your meals and keep it maybe for one meal, unless you're trying to go keto or low carb, in which case you'll be removing your starchy foods either completely or most of the time. And then the last concept or the last aspect of a plate rule that I'd like to talk to you about today is maximizing nutrition per bite of food using plate rule, or maximizing essential proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals, minimizing the calories that are non-essential that you don't really need, especially when trying to lose weight, and especially if it's a little bit hard for you to maintain your ideal physique, your ideal body weight. So plate rule, to maximize the nutrients, the nutrition in your meals, to get, you know, as much as possible all the essential fats and proteins and vitamins and minerals, as much variety as possible, preventing deficiencies that can result in suboptimal immune function, that especially now is quite important, or your performance, your energy levels, degenerative diseases down the road, even your weight loss is affected a lot by your essential vitamins and minerals. Now, so to prevent the deficiencies and to maximize the amount of essential nutrients you're getting, in all food groups like non-starchy vegetables or protein and fat-rich foods or your starchy foods, you always include variety. Meaning, let's take your non-starchy vegetables. Don't just eat broccoli or Brussels sprouts. Eat spinach, eat kale, eat Swiss chard, eat vegetables that I don't even know about. Try every day something new, or maybe every other time try something new, or just rotate your vegetables. Like, create a plan for 7 days. Maybe Monday it's broccoli, Tuesday it's Brussels sprouts, Thursday it's like a lot of bell peppers, Friday it's a lot of something else. So you get the idea. Include a lot of variety, because even in the same group of non-starchy vegetables, the amount of different vitamins and minerals differ a lot. So kale, for example, have some nutrients, but then spinach or Swiss chard or bok choy have completely different amount of different nutrients, even though they kind of look the same. You know, they're leafy, they're green, but they have quite different nutritional profiles. And so to maximize the different nutrients to get on a regular basis, you want to include variety. And the same goes to your protein-rich foods. Don't just go for chicken or beef all the time, or tuna. No, eat some mussels, eat some mackerel, eat some oysters, eat some chicken livers, beef livers, lamb livers. I'm a huge fan of liver, if you didn't notice yet. Go for different cuts of pork or beef, organ meats. There is like sea snails, as much variety as possible, because even different cuts of the same animal, like for example, chicken breast or chicken thighs or chicken liver, they have different nutritional profile. It's not all the same. Like, darker parts would have more zinc and some iron. White parts would have none of that, or, you know, very little. Chicken liver is like nutritional champion with a lot of B vitamins and zinc and iron and choline and a lot of nutrients. They're mussels are different from oysters, right? So all these different foods, they have very different nutrition, vitamins and minerals and fats and the amount of protein. And by introducing variety in each group, you are introducing a variety of different nutrients, vitamins, minerals, fats and proteins, and you're going to have the best chance of preventing possible deficiencies or preventing accumulation of some nutrients that in excess might cause problems. You can overdose on things like, for example, vitamin A. There are other nutrients that might not work that well when you are constantly just eating them and not other nutrients. Like, for example, if you're eating all the zinc but never any copper, that might be a problem. So that's why variety is also important, to balance out the nutrients over the course of a week, couple of weeks. The same goes for your starchy foods. Like sometimes it's potatoes, sometimes it's beans, sometimes it's quinoa, sometimes it's buckwheat. Don't just again go for the same thing, because the same thing will deliver some nutrients of the same nature and then none of other nutrients. And that's a very important concept, guys, introducing variety to each of the food groups that you put on your plate. A lot of people would run into problems with their health, with nutrient status, because they're just eating the same thing over and over again. And no matter what that thing, how good that thing is, you know, like chicken liver, you can't just eat, you know, chicken liver and be fine with that. Or you can't just eat beef or any one food. It will never deliver all the nutrients you need. And that's why it's very important to introduce variety in all of your groups. Tomorrow we'll talk more about how to use different foods to prevent most common nutrient deficiencies that are in our society right now. And also we'll be talking about certain foods to help your immune system to work better. You know, that's an issue right now. And also to help your gut work better, to improve your gut health. That is also important for our immune system. You know, they say 90% of our immune system is in our gut. So both of them, immune system and gut health, are important, especially right now. So we'll be talking about that and common nutrient deficiencies tomorrow. But today, guys, we talked about this plate rule, this amazing tool that I'm using myself almost, everywhere I go, every single day. That's how I stay on top of my nutrition, even when things are getting chaotic, like moving to another country or starting a new business or just going through a lot of stuff. You know, plate rule, it's really simple, and it helps me to stay on top of my nutrition, health and fitness. No matter where I am in the world, no matter how busy or stressed I might, you know, become. Plate rule is also a stress management tool. You know, at least I'm in control of my plate and I understand how it works. So we talked today about how you can manage your macronutrients with the simple plate rule. We talked about how you can manage calories with this simple plate rule. And we talked about how you can maximize essential nutrition through this plate rule and through variety. So hopefully you found this episode very useful. And if you have any questions, guys, if something was not exactly clear and you're just not sure how to apply it in your situation, maybe with your kids, with your spouses, girlfriends and boyfriends, let me know. I'm more than happy to help you out. Reach out via email, angela@createyourself.today, or via any social media like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. I'm everywhere, so please do reach out and I'll help you out at no cost to you. But just be proactive, you know what you're trying to solve, like the problem, the issue, and I'll help you right away. Share this episode with one other person, maybe with people in your household, maybe your roommates, maybe your family, your kids. They will listen to that and also absorb it, even maybe not understanding it fully like you do, but still kind of, you know, figuring it out, remembering and understanding what's a good eating practice looks like. So please do share, learn together, discuss it, practice it together, and soon you'll master it. And this tool is going to be a tool for life to be on top of your nutrition, to help you with your fitness, weight loss, health goals, no matter how old you are or where you are in the world, guys. So share, re-listen to understand better, ask questions. And guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying with me through this difficult for me also transitional time. Thank you. And till next time, eat better daily. And don't forget to check out my school. That is on my website, www.createyourself.today. And eat better daily.